Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Sama Beis, and we just learned Siman Dalet. We left off with a question. In a case where the chassan gives the kala an engagement ring, what is the appropriate bracha for the kala to make? So simply, she should make a shechiyano. She received the matani, says a shechiyano. The chayyadim only says in a case of an oni and an usher, so the usher is getting a mitzvah. However, in Shulchan Aruch, it says simply that a person gives a matana to somebody, the mekabel receives a matana, so you make a tovah meitiv. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, which is actually from the Rosh, that even if both parties are ashirim, both parties are rich, and there's no mitzvah tzedakah involved, the Gemara says an idea: if I give a matana to somebody who's wealthy and choshev, I feel that I gain the benefit by having him accepting something from me. So I give it, he accepts it. I feel good that he accepted the present from me. That gives me a chashivas that he thinks I'm somebody of worthwhile that he will accept matanas from. And he gets the matana. So there's a tovah meitiv, both of individuals receive something. So even in a case where it's not an ani and an usher, it's both a shirim, they're both of equal stature, but there's an idea of a tovah meitiv even in that situation. That's how the Rosh understands the halacha. That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha, even by an usher to an usher. We pointed out that multiple Rishonim, and the Gra follows the Rishonim, that the correct bracha is Shechiyano. So what about this scenario we're just talking about? So Rishon has a tshuva, and Eben Ezra Chelek Dalet, where he says, a very short tshuva, apparently he was away from home, and he responded to somebody. He has two lines. He says that it would seem to me that the case of Chassan Kal is different. He says, when I get home, Bezer Shemai, we'll look into it more. And that's all he says. He doesn't say, we don't know what he came up with when he went at home. My Rebbe has a sefer, Reb Shalom Shapiro, Shlita has a sefer, Chot Imre Shalom, and Chelek Gimel, and Simon Yud, is a tshuva sefer, and Simon Yud Zayin, he brings this Shiloh. He brings that he heard from a Talmud or a Mersha that the Mersha passed into Lach L'maisa that the Kal should make a bracha tovah meitiv. The Mersha doesn't say why the situation is different, but we can understand that over here, the case of the Chassan and the Kal, when the Chassan gives the Kal the engagement ring, there's a tremendous benefit to the Chassan that he's able to reach this moment of being engaged to his Kal. So he feels a tremendous amount of simcha, the fact that the Kal accepts the ring. And the kala accepts the ring, so this case is unique, and the bracha would be the appropriate bracha for the kala to make would be a tova meitiv, as opposed to an average case where it's not a tangible type of a benefit. Over here, there's clearly a tangible benefit because this strengthens and deepens the relationship between the chassan and the kala, which both the chassan and the kala are benefiting from. Therefore, the bracha would be a tova meitiv. Okay, now. The Chayyadim raises the question during the Pidyon HaBen. The Mor says the possibility that the Kohen should make the bracha of Shechiyonu because he got the money. So the question is, so he says, according to what we're saying right now, maybe the Kohen should say Atoveh Meitiv, not Shechiyonu, because he got the money and the Vi HaBen gave the money. So he says, no, that the bracha isn't appropriate to say on the matana. We don't find a matnas kun in general. Every time a person gets truma, Kohen gets truma, he doesn't say toipa, he doesn't say shechiyanu. So this case would not be any different. Okay, now, in Simon Hay, the Chayyadim discusses something which a person got, which is of value, but its primary value is a mitzvah element. Kana svorim, magad ram, cause of the in circle of orich. The mitzvah is lavohanas nitnu. So the Magen Rama says that even though he got something which he can do a mitzvah with it, but we know that mitzvahs are not considered a tangible benefit, it's not considered a physical hanoah, and the bracha was niskan for getting physical, tangible benefits. Then he brings Rishon Brichos, Re'em, Ramam, I'm not sure who that is, he says you make a bracha. So he says, V'nirali dim hoya mahadar achar zeh ha-sefer v'samach b'kin yosem v'mavorech, shir bracha zu rak ala simcha b'lay ala tashmish. Even though the usage is for mitzvah purposes, but the excitement that he has, he got what he wanted, That's a regular simcha, and that's what you make the bracha on. It's not that we don't look at what the function is, as opposed to the person's hanor that he received that. The Mishabura's lashon is a little bit different. The Mishabura says that a person who would make a bracha, we don't have to stop him from doing so. If he feels that type of a simcha, we don't have to stop him. Some of the pesukim suggest that the eitzah really is to go get a new fruit, make a shechiyanu on the fruit, having in mind for the sefer as well, and therefore he will avoid the halachic shaila of making a bracha on the acquisition of a new sefer. So if a person has a sefer which he's been attempting to get for a while, and he's able to finally accomplish that and get the sefer that he wants, and it's something of chashivus, so he has a simcha. The eitzah is to make a bracha, shechiyanu, and a new fruit, and have in mind for the purchase of the sefer as well. Have a good day.